confusing. Was she really an ungrateful, selfish daughter, or did her mother have too many expectations? Beth loved her mother deeply and desired more than anything to have a close, respectful relationship with her. She remembered the commandment to honor thy father and mother and thought, "This is impossible. If I honor her, I dishonor my family. And if I honor my family, I dishonor her." She resigned herself to the way things had always been and went back to planning the vacation. However, emptiness now surrounded the entire project. What's wrong? This scene repeats itself millions of times daily around the world. Every 6 seconds, another adult alternates between resentment, anger, guilt, fear, and confusion about ongoing interaction with a mother. Most people want a comfortable, mutually satisfying friendship with that very significant person in our life, our mother. But the reality falls short of the ideal. You may experience mother trouble in several areas. You may experience an inability to communicate with her, or her lack of respect for your choices and values, or her refusal to accept your own family and friends. The list could go on, but it points to a fundamental truth. Our relationship with our mother, either in the past or present, hasn't left us where we want to be. You may wish you and your mom were closer, and you may wish she had better prepared you for some other aspects of life. For not only does the quality of your relationship with your mother dictate how things go between the two of you, it also drastically impacts all areas of your life. Not only do we learn our patterns of intimacy, relating, and separateness from mother, but we also learn about how to handle failure, troublesome emotions, expectations and ideals, grief and loss, and many of the other components that make up our emotional IQ, that part of us that guarantees whether or not we will be successful at love and at work. In short, two realities largely determine our emotional development: how we were mothered and how we have responded to that mothering. What we learned in our relationship with our mother deeply affects every area of our adult life. Therefore, the two considerations that we will be focusing on in this book are your relationship with your mother and the process of mothering itself. These two issues determine who we are as people. When we have gotten negative mothering, we can begin a pattern of mistrusting for the rest of our lives. We hide our needs and vulnerability. We become combative and aggressive. To show that we can't be controlled, we control others. And the list goes on. We respond to mothering in defensive and reactive ways, which in turn prevents us from getting what we need, thus perpetuating our own problems. Rejection of good mothering is in contrast to what the Bible calls responding to the light. Things of light, like honesty, vulnerability, trust, responsibility, acceptance, forgiveness, are around us all the time. Our part is to open up and respond to them. Our assumptions. We are making three assumptions. Our first assumption is that there is no such thing as the good child and the bad mom. Sometimes people in recovery and psychological movements encourage parent bashing. Every negative thing is the fault of one or both parents. Mothers do fail in being all they need to be. Some fail in being almost anything that they needed to be. Still others do a pretty good job and just leave a few things undone or in need of fixing. But children have defensive and inappropriate responses as well, and as adults, they often continue in inappropriate patterns. Our second assumption is that there are preordained tasks of mothering and responses to mothering. And our third assumption is that you need love and limits along each step. If your mother neglected to provide love and limits, or if she provided one but not the other, you will need to find a way of completing what is missing. So join us on the wonderful, difficult, and challenging process of dealing with mom and mothering.
The Phantom Mom. I was speaking one evening and I asked the audience which words came to mind when they thought of mothering. They answered nurture, care, bondedness, cookies, trust. These are normal responses to the word mother. It is a mother who gives birth, who gives life to the infant. It is in her arms that we learn safety and trust, and that we are not alone in the world. Indeed, for most of us, mothering